Talk Live, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we give to you. Again, freetalklive.com. Unlike those other talk show hosts in the business, ours is free. You don't have to pay $5, $6, $7, $8, $9 a month, whatever they're charging out there for who knows what amount of content. We give you all kinds of content totally free. No paywall nonsense. Just head on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy it. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, so we're going to start out actually by doing another quick recap. For those of you just tuning in, you missed the second hour of the show tonight. You missed us discussing, Wayne, you had a piece from Washington's blog, I believe it was.
Yes, washingtonsblog.com, how to increase productivity and enjoy life more. And the basic crux of the story is just to work in 90-minute spurts, bursts, and then get some rest or take a break in between. Mm-hmm. And don't try to go flat out all day or for half a day because you're not going to be productive.
You won't be able to focus as well. You burn yourself out.
Burn yourself out. And actually, sometimes some types of work, if you take a break, you go back renewed and recharged and maybe have a little more inspiration. Or sometimes when you're working, you have a problem that you're trying to solve and you just can't quite get it. So by going away from it for a little while and coming back to it. Clears your head a bit and you have a chance to relax or work out or rest or whatever, you can usually work it out. I've found sometimes even in dreams I've solved problems. And I wake up and I write it down in the morning.
Right, and you never would have gotten there prior to it. You know, they say you're not supposed to train a dog more than 15 minutes at a time, too. So, I mean, we're not that much better than dogs. So, therefore, you know, maybe focusing on a task for a short period, like you're saying, up to 90 minutes would be the way to go.
And sometimes taking a nap during the day, a short 20-minute nap. And
I took a 4-hour nap today.
Did you?
But then again, I only slept 4 hours last night.
So that's appropriate.
Yeah.
But they're even saying there's an Inc. magazine article about even sleeping on the job increases productivity sometimes. And some places actually have a place where an employee can take a quick nap because they know the employee will be more productive and happier if they can work in rhythms and spurts.
And of course, if your employee is on salary rather than hourly, that makes more sense in that case.
Sure. And exercise also boosts your productivity. So that's why a lot of companies have gyms now. So people can work out. They have walking trails. People can take a walk during lunch break. And meditation, whether religious or atheist, and content also can increase productivity. It gets your mind quiet, and because meditation is an exercise in controlling your mind from wandering.
Oh, man, it is difficult. I'm such a noob at meditation. I'd been doing some of it prior to going to jail, and I did a little bit more in jail as well. But, man, it is a challenge. I mean, I think it's this way for a lot of people, especially in the beginning of meditation, is just trying to shut your mind the hell up. I mean, it just keeps babbling.
Yes, it's still working.
Some of the newer technology has wired our brains to go from one thing to another thing to another thing, mm-hmm. and without really truly focusing on something or to its completion. And that's where really productive, effective people tend to focus, have a one-pointed focus on something and finish it before they move on to the next thing in a prioritized fashion. And there are situations where multitasking is appropriate, but I think it's overrated.
But if anything, the meditation, just taking that time out, helps stop you down from the bustle and the hustle of daily life. Even if you are still thinking of things if you're new at it, you're at least still stopping down and whatever it was you were doing, whatever it was you thought was, you know, critical to accomplish, and you're focusing in for a moment or for, you know, what, 5, 20, 10, 15 minutes or longer. I guess some people meditate for half an hour, 45 minutes once they get better at it. But I've read that you're supposed to start with like 20 minutes maximum or something like that.
And off the air, Mark and I were talking about working out, how Mark and I both worked out for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours at one point. And now we find no more than a half hour, and it's actually better.
It's these are the programs that I'm getting from my friend who does this stuff for a living and has done it for a very long time. I certainly call him an expert. He was better than me when we were doing this. I got my information from him 15 years ago when I was a personal trainer, and he's just kept at it.
So I think there's been some useful information here tonight. If you missed it, you can always grab the archives over at freetalklive.com, the article that you cited at washingtonsblog.com.
Yes, how to increase productivity and enjoy life more, and I can basically endorse this article, the content of this article, because I try to do this in my own life and career.
You are certainly welcome to share your stories about what works for you in your life, what has increased your productivity, and has made your life more enjoyable. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. In other news, Mark, you've got a story about a sheriff who's actually being incarcerated in a prison that bears his name.
Yes. And, you know, this is a, it's sort of A, news of the weird, but B, at the same time, it really addresses an issue about drugs in America and police. Because people will make the allegation all the time that the cops are in, you know, in this town or that town are so thoroughly in the drug trade that you really can't get any drugs without it going, passing through the hands in some way or another of the cops. Now, this was certainly true in Prohibition. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was largely the case all over
with alcohol all over
America. You know, I don't know. I think some police departments that certainly isn't the case with, but others, I tend to believe that it certainly is. I mean, who's in a better position of knocking off the competition than the police?
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I mean, even if they're not doing the selling, they're deciding who gets to do the selling and that kind of thing. You know, I don't know.
I wouldn't call this news of the weird, Mark. I'd call this news of reality. This is how things really are.
Well, this guy, it's a different situation. But anyway, CBS4 investigation has learned that former Arapahoe County Sheriff Patrick J. Sullivan, Jr. has been arrested, suspected of trafficking methamphetamine, a controlled substance.
Mm.
Sullivan, 68, was elected Arapahoe County Sheriff for 19 years. He retired in 2002, get this, Ian, and went on to become Director of Safety and Security for the Cherry Creek Schools.
Wow.
So he's another one of them going back and double dipping.
Now, how did he get caught? That's what I'm wondering. Who did he tick off?
Looks like a sting. He was a nationally regarded law enforcement figure, and in 2001, the National Sheriff's Association named him Sheriff of the Year.
Wow.
So this is Sheriff of the Year, not just a former sheriff.
Right.
The investigation that led to Sullivan's arrest began in mid-November. According to contacts familiar with the case, they say several informants provided information to law enforcement connecting Sullivan to the distribution and use of methamphetamine. As part of the investigation, authorities say Sullivan agreed to meet a male informant and provide the man drugs in exchange for sex. That's when... You like the story?
It thickens.
It gets better.
That's when the investigators and members of the South Metro Drug Task Force arrested Sullivan. The former sheriff is being held on $250,000 bond as of Tuesday evening.
Man.
Contacted by CBS4, the current Arapahoe County Sheriff, Grayson Robinson, said the allegations of criminal behavior involving Pat Sullivan are extraordinarily disturbing. While the arrest of the former sheriff is very troubling, no one, and particularly a former peace officer, is above the law. This is the most shocking thing I've ever been involved with. Ironically, Sullivan will be jailed in the Arapahoe County Jail, which was named for the legendary sheriff, the Patrick J. Sullivan Jr. Detention Facility.
I want the movie rights to this one.
Yeah, so that's the story, essentially.
Imagine walking into jail, you're handcuffed, you're doing the perp walk, to your own, and you see your name, right, in big letters right above
it's
you as you walk in the building.
Got to be crazy.
That's bizarre.
It is really a bizarre situation. So Sullivan is a revered figure in the law enforcement community. Retired, the Rocky Mountain News called him dedicated, loyal, available, apparently quite a little too available, protector, high achiever, Medal of Valor winner.
Where, Vietnam?
I think that's a police thing, isn't it?
Oh, it could be.
It's not the Medal of Honor, Medal of Valor. So I don't know what that is precisely, but you know they give themselves these little trinkets.
So this I've got a different story here. Where was your story from, Mark?
Mine was from Denver, CBSLocal.com.
Here's DenverPost.com. Authorities began investigating Patrick Sullivan after a Centennial man called police in September to say an old guy was trying to get his roommates back into drugs and had been smoking methamphetamine with them. When the Centennial man asked Sullivan to leave and he said he was going to call 911, Sullivan told the man, "If you want the police, I am the police." And this guy must have believed he was untouchable.
Mm-hmm.
1-8-5. I mean, to just throw that out there, to let people know he's a cop?
Bill Clinton named him in 1995 to the National Commission on Crime Prevention and Control.
Now I'm seeing the picture.
1-855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And we invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy features there like our news updates. Get signed up and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know over at news.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up for our email updates, Twitter, or Facebook, news.freetalklive.com.
You've been hearing about the new digital currency called Bitcoin. If you've been listening to Free Talk Live, you certainly have. But obtaining them has been somewhat tricky up till now. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy and sell your bitcoins. They also offer complete bullion store, so you can find you can get some gold and silver privately with Bitcoin. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got a 24-hour customer service. Just visit their website and click on the live support link there at the top. See Crypto Exchange's banner posted at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Again, it's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, so our number here again, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about a sheriff who has been... Where was this in...
Arapahoe County.
Is that Colorado?
It's
getting reported in Denver, so I'm imagining that's Colorado, but... he is Patrick Sullivan, and he was such a great sheriff that he was named Sheriff of the Year by the National Sheriffs Association.
That's right.
And he's had his own jail or prison or whatever dedicated to him in his name. In fact, he's now going to be checking in to his own jail on charges of distribution of methamphetamine.
They call that irony there on the in the newspaper story.
And now, this guy... believed that he was so untouchable. And the power goes to these people's heads in ways you can't imagine. Because, well, unless you've actually had the power, you probably can't imagine it, right? So this guy believed that he was so insulated from, you know, so protected from by the virtue of having his position as sheriff. That
former position. He was now a school resource officer of some sort.
Oh, okay, right. Because he'd retired from being a sheriff and then got job with the department. So the story over at the Denver Post says that what started all this was that somebody called the police and said that an old guy was trying to get his roommates back into drugs and been smoking methamphetamine with them. And then when the Centennial Man asked Sullivan, the sheriff, to leave and said he was going to call 911, he told the man, "If you want the police, I am the police." Sullivan later told detectives he's on a meth drug task force and helps recovering addicts get clean. He also said he worked for the state health department's drug treatment office. When police interviewed the three roommates, one of them said Sullivan has power of attorney for him. The 34-year-old man said Sullivan cashes the man's social security checks, gives him cash from them, and takes the man shopping when needed. Spokesman for the Department of Public Health and Environment said that there's no record of Sullivan working there or of the department having a meth treatment program. The reports give the first insight into how a well-respected longtime law enforcement icon came to be standing before a judge this morning facing drug charges.
It's a crazy story, that's for sure.
The prosecutor wouldn't comment on why the bond was sought to be increased from $250,000 to $500,000 and issued a mandatory protection order preventing Sullivan from having contact with any potential witnesses in the case. An investigative report filed in court support of Sullivan's arrest says officers from the South Metro Drug Task Force used confidential informants and audio and video surveillance in the investigation. I mean, with this guy's attitude of "I'm the cops, you can't touch me.
I am the cops. I am the law."
They've likely got some pretty damning evidence against him. Just that's my guess.
I'm surprised they brought it up on him. Frankly, I mean, you know, it would be no shock to me at all if they, had a little meeting with him and said, "Hey, look, man, you are in way too deep. You need to get out of this, and you know, this is what we got on you. You better lay low."
Well, that's why I think what Wayne said earlier tonight is spot on. In that, the question is, what did this guy do to really stir it up? Like, who did he cross? Which government bureaucrat at a higher level than him was upset by something he did? Because it seems like someone in his position, a former sheriff, as was mentioned here, a very highly respected, allegedly, sheriff, going down for selling methamphetamine is pretty unusual that happen.
Well, you think it is, but there have been a lot of stories of police people high up in police departments who deal drugs.
It's unusual to have them go down for it.
Yes.
I'm not saying it's unusual to have sheriffs selling drugs. I think that's pretty common, actually. I mean, not that I know all the sheriffs out there, but I know that where I come from, there was one of the sheriffs who was alleged all over the place to have been involved in drug dealing.
It was a huge allegation.
But don't forget that a sheriff is a politician. Sometimes they're not necessarily a great law enforcement officer in their career, but they're a good politician. Just like a lot of police chiefs in major cities are more the suck-up guys who kind of work their way up and will do anything to work their way up to the top. They're not always the best officers. So it's kind of expected, but all these things that are coming out now, you're seeing the pedophiles pedophiles in the state university sports systems. This stuff's been going on for a long time, but the fact that it's coming out is actually a good thing. It shows just how society has started cracking at the seams, and the truth is coming out. So in the long run, I think this is really positive.
Well, I agree with you. I think that it is a wake-up call for people who have been living in this. Maybe the, there are some people who live in this fantasy world that law enforcement can do no wrong, and that they are just wonderful,
well,
and they're out there to help you.
This hasn't changed it for them. Those people are just sitting there and saying, oh, this is just one sheriff,
a bad
one
apple.
Time. Yeah, and he's not even the sheriff anymore. What's the big deal?
Former Arapahoe County District Attorney Jim Peters, who worked with Sullivan, said the allegations against the former sheriff are totally out of character for the man he knew and are hard to believe.
Or he thought
said.
He knew.
Right. He was completely ethical, upright, and honest. He just oozed honesty and integrity. He was an outstanding sheriff. Well, apparently, it was just a facade.
Maybe, you know? Or maybe he went bad after he retired. Who knows?
Matt is insidious. All kinds of people get messed up on that stuff.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from, but...
But somebody of real integrity wouldn't try it to
try meth
with.
In the first place. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, come on. You've been a sheriff for, let's see, it was 1984 he was sheriff from 84 until 2002. Supposedly this upright, upstanding individual, and all of a sudden he decides to take up a meth habit? That doesn't make sense.
It's crazy.
1-855-453 is the number here. Let's talk to Laura, listening in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Laura.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm not necessarily disagreeing with you, but it sounded like, from what you were saying, with the thing about how he had gone bad after he had he had retired or whatever. It sounded like you were saying that this wasn't good behavior, but I would think that as, a libertarian or an anarchist, maybe, that there would be nothing really wrong that you could say with somebody trying to sell meth for sex.
Oh, I think he should smoke and sell all the meth he wants to. I don't care.
I don't think it's a good thing to do it.
No.
I don't think that somebody should be incarcerated for it.
But it's ironic that he got ensnared in his own system.
Right, but this is, for instance, I don't think meth is a good thing. I don't think people should do meth. I don't think that it's selling is a good thing, but I also support your freedom to do it and your freedom to sell it, or that you should have the freedom to do or sell it, and make your own choices for yourself. But it's particularly instructive to be able to look at a situation like this where a guy who would have been a drug warrior in his career
Certainly.
Is now caught by the very system that that he supported for a long time. It shows a bit of irony. And I'll tell you what, Laura, we'll bring it back here if you've got more comments and thoughts. You're welcome to share them with us here. 855-450-FREE. And it's also a wake-up call and a heads-up to say, hey, look, just because your sheriff seems like an honest, upstanding dude doesn't mean he isn't hiding some crazy secret like the fact that he's a meth dealer. 1-855-453 is a toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's sealane.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts? A gift that could truly make a difference. Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 1-855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features, and they're all free. The webcam is one of them. You can go watch, listen, and interact with other listeners because the chat room's built into the same page. Head over to cam.freetalklive.com. That's cam.freetalklive.com. And if you're about fed up with all this governmental intrusion into people's personal lives and their economic lives, and you understand what liberty means, that in order to be free, you have to allow other people to be free as well.
Even if you don't necessarily agree with what they're doing.
Right, like smoking meth, for instance. We're talking about this sheriff who has been busted, is now facing 6 years in prison for a Class 5 felony of unlawful distribution, manufacturing, dispensing, or sale of controlled substance. If you think that people should be free to make their own choices as long as they aren't harming other human beings, you should learn more about the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org. And you'll learn about a movement that has brought the three of us here to New Hampshire. We all moved here from Florida, and people have moved from California. People are moving from international locations, places around
the world. And have moved from international locations.
That's true. And lots of folks coming here. There are already hundreds that have made the move. Over 11,000 have pledged to make the move. And you can join in. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement. It's an exciting thing to be around other people who are of like mind and who are willing to actually take action to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, if you want to get a taste of what it's like to be here, sign up for the Liberty Forum. It's coming up February 23rd through the 26th. Hundreds of those people, many of the names and the faces, or not faces, but the voices that you hear on Free Talk Live, will be there in person.
Those voices have faces.
That's
every
right.
one of them.
And they're very nice folks. You can come on out and you can meet them and meet all kinds of expert types like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm, Clark Nelly from the Institute for Justice, survival expert Jack Spirico, Michael Cloud from the Center for Small Government, John Lott, the author of More Guns, Less Crime, and more. Jody Emery will be there as well from Cannabis Culture. Lots of great speakers, still more speakers to be announced. Luncheons, dinner, banquet dinners, panel discussions, great vendors, and most importantly, you'll be around hundreds of other like-minded people and spend the weekend with them and get a chance to experience what that community is like. It's an absolute blast. Wayne, I know you've been to the Liberty Forum before. Worthwhile?
Yes, very much so.
Every time, great people, great conversations, making new connections, meeting new friends, and maybe meeting the people you're going to spend the rest of your life with, because the Free State Project, it's a lifetime project. It's people coming to New Hampshire and getting together and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Take your time out of your day to go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You'll learn more about the Liberty Forum there. You can get signed up and use our discount code to save 10% off the already low early bird prices. So discount code is FTL2012, FTL like Free Talk Live, FTL2012 to save 10% at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We'll see you there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live as we always do. So we're back with Laura in Maine. We've been talking about this sheriff that's busted. And Laura, your question was, well, shouldn't we be supporting this sheriff? And, that's kind of a rough approximation of your question. But the brief answer is, well, no, I don't support smoking meth, but I support his freedom to sell whatever product he wants to. The reason why this story was brought up on the air is because of the picture that it paints for people of the heads up to say, hey, you know, pay attention. Just because somebody is a sheriff doesn't mean that they're all squeaky clean as far as they like to present themselves as these high and mighty people that are so much better than the rest of us, but yet here he is smoking meth and having sex with the people that he's smoking it with. I mean, just a real questionable character, I think.
Yeah, well, I definitely agree with you that it's a good point to bring up the irony in that system, and I know that you agree with me that he should be able to do what he wants, but I think my main problem was just that your rhetoric seemed to emphasize the idea that cops are bad, and that seems to be like a recurring theme on this radio. And like, for example, by when you said that the sheriff had gone bad after he retired, meaning that like it was after.
Oh no, I believe he was bad before he retired.
But what you say about bad, I think that kind of language is exactly what I would think someone who promotes free thinking would be against, because it seems almost like propaganda.
Don't you agree it's bad to put peaceful people in cages?
I do agree that, yeah.
Well, that's what he did.
Well, but you were saying that he went bad after he...
No, I don't think actually, that
was my language, actually. And I guess the went bad is sort of quote-unquote...
Well, hypocrisy is bad, okay?
Yes.
And this guy was acting in a... And remember, he's not just an ex-sheriff, but he's a current, school resource officer.
He retired from that in 2008.
Did he?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this reported him as that. So, but I mean, you know, hypocrisy is bad, and I think that it's inaccurate to say he's gone bad if he's gone against everything that he had stood for all along. And
that presumes he really stood for it.
Let's not forget that the jail is named after him.
And as far as portraying all cops as bad, I think that we try to take a pretty balanced approach there. And there's so many good cops, but the problem, of course, is that the only cops you really hear about in the news media many times are the corrupt ones, and they make everyone else look bad.
I think a lot of cops are bad in that they do bad things. I mean, they may be good human beings in that they're trying to do what they think is right, but they're doing bad in that process by taking peaceful people and putting them in cages. So, I mean, for instance, we had Brad Jardis on. I don't know if you heard the Saturday show, but you might want to go grab that from this weekend. Brad Jardis, the former law enforcement officer who had to quit his job because he realized that he was being told to do things that were wrong, and that he couldn't live with himself anymore doing those sorts of things. In fact, it spun him into a suicidal depression, as a matter of fact, the realization that he'd been hurting people who were peaceful.
I think that's definitely a good thing to do, but I don't think that all cops are in that financial position where they can say, you know, I need to stop doing this because it's wrong. You know,
because they're not in a financial position? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Well, they might have family support.
So they should keep paying back.
How many hitmen for the mafia are in the financial position that they can stop doing what they're doing because they find out it's wrong?
Well, I mean, none. That I'm just saying, you know, it's
either,
a reality.
I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong. I'm just saying that if you discover what you're doing is wrong, the money shouldn't matter, right?
Well, it shouldn't, but it does.
How many drug dealers do they arrest that aren't in the financial position to stop dealing drugs? Because they have to feed kids or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm absolutely agreeing with you.
Okay. I just think that that's a poor excuse if somebody's going to use that excuse.
But the other issue here is that the existence of methamphetamine in many, many cases is because things like marijuana and lesser, less harmful drugs are not available readily. It takes months to grow marijuana, whereas you can make meth in a laboratory much quicker. So a lot of
you got the shake and bake method or whatever right now. You can just mix it up in a 2-liter bottle or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So basically, the marketplace is being distorted by prohibition.
So Laura, any other thoughts you want to share tonight?
No, I guess that was it. I just kind of wanted to make sure that my point was heard about.
It certainly has been, and you're right in that many police use the excuse of, well, I can't stop doing it. Okay, I realize I'm doing wrong. I've talked to cops that know, for instance, that the war on drugs is wrong and that they would like to see it change. But they won't do anything about it. They won't go into a testimony hearing for the, you know, medical pot or something like that and speak out.
Medical marijuana. They won't speak about medical marijuana.
They'll talk to you privately and they'll tell you, oh, yeah, I think it should be legal. But they won't go out and do anything that would take some courage to break rank, to break the thin blue line, and to possibly upset some of their brethren and to stand up for what they believe in. They won't actually do what it takes to stand behind their own beliefs.
That's assuming they actually believe that. Because the cops are allowed sort of legally to lie. So
you think they're blowing smoke when they
could very well be for all, you know, in order to get into your good graces so that they can say what they want.
Go ahead, Laura.
That wasn't really my point. It was more that it seems a little bit like you're trying to ascribe to a certain set of beliefs without really representing another. Like, for instance, in the way that you just said, cops that know that the war on drugs is bad. I mean, how do you know that someone who believes that the war on drugs is right is any less...
tell you what, we'll let you ask the question in a moment.
On DVD for a limited time.
Chase lives here. You move back here with my son.
You're a predator, Jack!
Yearly is a bold, independent film about the struggles of a middle-class father as he fights to win back his family after being fired for sexual harassment. Reviewers call Yearly superb, amazing, and one of the most honest looks at today's modern man in marriage to hit the silver screen.
I'm guilty of cheating on my wife.
Winner of Best Feature at the Malibu International Film Festival and other festival awards including Best Actor and the Platinum Reel Award. Yearly set against the backdrop of a difficult job market and follows a flawed man who makes one bad decision after another as he faces the intrusive scrutiny of the courts.
What? Tell me about it. You're a kid and a wife.
Go to yeardleymovie.com. That's yeardleymovie.com to own the DVD now before they're gone.
You have no idea what it's like.
You cheated on me.
Click the Amazon link on yeardleymovie.com and a portion of the sale goes to support Free Talk Live. That's yeardleymovie.com.
Are you firing me, Riley?
In 2009, several international scientists concluded the WTC buildings were blown up by nanothermite. So what actually happened on 9/11? An experienced physicist with a PhD in applied physics at Caltech has published an online book about this disaster, National Swindle of the World Trade Center. This factual analysis includes 37 color photos in 7 chapters. Download it now for less than $13 at sealane.org. That's SEALANE.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, that's 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Wade.
And Mark.
So, we'll continue here and take your phone calls. Also, want to remind you to visit us over at promote.freetalklive.com, where you can get a free bumper sticker. You can also get access to web graphics, banners, flyers. Head on over there and get different ways to get Free Talk Live into other people's ears around the world. That's promote.freetalklive.com. We had a young lady on with us. She unfortunately had dropped off there during the break because she was trying to get a question out before the clock ran out on the last segment. And she wasn't able to fully get it out there, and I wanted to continue that because I think it's... Where do you think she was coming from, Mark?
I don't know. I don't entirely know what she was trying to totally get at, where she was coming from. I mean, what she was getting at to me said that she was, we should take a softer line with police. And frankly, our line is softer than it could be.
It's softer than it was in the past.
It certainly has been. You know, there's been rhetoric on this show that has sounded a lot less welcoming to the police.
I used to advocate violence in, like, many years ago, like over 6 or so years ago.
Where's your line in the sand?
Yeah, and now I advocate hugging the police, so I've definitely changed my rhetoric when it comes to the cops and changed my approach. In fact, I need to bring back the police hugging squad. It's been a while since I've done that, because I've been pretty upset at them recently, because they've been doing some outrageous things, like pepper spraying innocent, peaceful people in their face, like our buddy Derek J from Tuesday nights here on Free Talk Live. That didn't make me very happy at all when that happened. So, cops, okay. I think a lot of them are trying to do what they think is right. I think that many of them believe that what they're doing is right, but that doesn't make it right. When you're hurting peaceful people, as our caller admitted, it's wrong to hurt peaceful people. So she was with us on many of the things that I think that we were saying, just that perhaps she didn't feel like maybe we were being tactful enough with the police, or maybe labeling them all the same. And I think that that there are...
And I certainly understand the difference between a law enforcement officer that attempts to enforce the law, and then one that attempts to do just does whatever the heck he wants and flouts the law and knows that he's not going to have it enforced upon him in the same way. You know, as far as I'm concerned, I think this guy has the right to use whatever drugs he wants.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't care at all that he got arrested. Not at all.
I care about everyone else who gets arrested because they aren't out there aggressing against peaceful people. You know, all the peaceful people being arrested for drugs. I care about them because they weren't out being hypocrites arresting themselves or arresting other peaceful people. This guy, this sheriff, he's behind filling that jail full of drug users, that very jail that he's going into now. He's the one that was responsible for filling it with peaceful people. And so as far as I'm concerned, that's karma. You know, I mean, I'd support letting him out and everyone else out. Like, you go ahead. Pardon everybody, sure, including him. I'm for that. I don't want to keep him in
the
there.
Pardon all the drug trafficker, drug possessors and drug traffickers. Just make sure that this Sullivan fella, the former sheriff of the year, is the last one they pardon.
Yeah, I'm not shedding any tears over the fact that he's sitting in an orange jumpsuit in that prison right now. Yeah,
so I'm advocating for his pardoning. I'm just advocating that he's the last one that gets pardoned because he's done this to so many others.
And it's unfortunate that because drugs are illegal, people who use are more likely to rob others to get the money for the drugs because the drugs are a lot more expensive.
Yeah, this is where really the rubber hits the road and how the drug war harms the average individual. Every single day, normal people that aren't doing drugs or smoking crack or snorting meth or whatever it is that one does with all these things are, they're liable to have their houses broken into and have their throats slit in order to get money to get this stuff by people who are addicts. And if it was legal, the cost would be significantly lower because all the cost is the avoidance of the police. Yep. All the cost is built in
risk
by the drug war.
It's paying the dealers for the risk.
Aspirin is relatively cheap. You don't find too many people being robbed for liquor or cigarettes. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but remember the amount of taxes that are involved in liquor and cigarettes too. If you made these things legal, people would the ones that are going to have a big problem with it. Maybe they'll just solve the problem on their own over time. Maybe they'll get help. Maybe they won't be afraid to get help because they, they're afraid if they go to the hospital or something like that they're going to be thrown in jail. I don't know what's going to happen, but adults should be able to make their own decision.
I think there are different levels of bad cops. I think some cops are just out-and-out rogue, dangerous, violent thugs. And I think some cops are, relatively reasonable and easygoing. And, if they catch you with a bag of pot, maybe they'll just let you go or take the pot from you. Or, they could do much worse, but they don't do as bad as they don't hurt people as badly as they could. Those cops exist, too. So I think there's a continuum. There's a spectrum of badness of police. But every cop, at some level, does wrong, because every cop is aware of the fact that their fellow brothers in blue are doing wrong, and they're hurting peaceful people, and they're not speaking up against it, and they're not doing anything to get those other cops in trouble for the wrong that they're doing, and so therefore, by virtue of doing nothing, they're doing wrong, and they're doing
bad. I want the picture of the cop pulling over the cop and giving him a ticket. I want the picture of the cop pulling his buddy over who pulled out of the cop station without coming to a full and complete rock-back stop. And right there at the police station, the one cop pulling the other cop over and giving him a ticket.
That'll be the
Where
day.
Did that happen? Because I know they're giving out tickets for people not stopping, coming to a full and complete stop at stop signs all day long.
I pulled over a cop once.
What?
You did?
My sister-in-law. She came up to visit, and I saw her pulling out of my street, so I got behind her, and I flashed my lights, I pulled her over, I came right up to the window.
Was she in her cruiser?
She was in her car, her personal
regular car.
Regular car. And I asked to see her license and registration. And she actually went in the glove compartment, and she got it, and under her breath, she handed it to me, she says, pig.
Let's talk to Kevin in Indy. Kevin, listening to WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, sometimes it's difficult. I think that girl thought you were being presumptuous and critical, etc. But whatever, I just think it's your honest opinion. But what I'm calling about is this. It's a simple problem. If the drugs, if they weren't illegal, then the officers wouldn't have an industry. They actually control everything. If you're caught with drugs and you have to go to classes, often the classes are owned by the judges or people that they know. Mm-hmm. Every dollar that's made in the system is just corrupting the system. So now you have a sheriff who's actually making the drugs. That's part of the problem. If the drugs are made legal, all this goes away. Majority of people in jail go away. Now you have a problem with addiction, which you deal with, sending people have to go to rehab. But you'd have much less problems, just like in prohibition of alcohol, There's two shows on right now. Sons of Anarchy deals with the motorcycle gang who are selling guns and cocaine. If the guns are protect the drug dealers, and the cocaine is what they sell. So if all that, if the drugs were legal, you wouldn't have to sell the guns. It makes it a lot cleaner system.
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
Prohibition essentially gives jobs to organized crime. And, of course, it gives jobs to organized crime, preventing it, too.
So. Kevin, thanks for the call and the thoughts. Appreciate it. Let's talk to JC listening in Alabama. JC, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I was just wanting to let you know a little something about this detention of terrorists that you were talking about a few minutes ago.
Yeah, the detention of terrorists without a trial.
But if you read the law, it does not pertain to American citizens or legal aliens in the United States.
Well, actually, John McCain stood on the floor of the Senate, and his belief was the law that it certainly did.
Yeah, that's what the news is reporting, is that it's U.S. citizens.
The law itself, sir, it says specifically that American citizens and legal aliens are exempt.
Okay, well, I appreciate the opinion. I mean, that's not what's being reported in the mainstream media.
That's not what the senators who are voting on, I believe.
Yeah, so, I mean, maybe, you know, maybe everyone should check again. I thank you, JC, for the call. Let's talk to Raphael. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Raphael. Hello?
Just the government.
You're on the air.
Awesome, yeah, I was just going to say thank you guys for even talking about this, because none of this is being covered anywhere, really. I just found you guys recently on the Internet.
Excellent.
So it's really nice to hear about people talking about freedom, because not enough people are really getting it. And, you know, I consistently get into arguments with others about whether or not it's a good approach to make it legal. And, you know, they always fall back into the whole children things and the kids. It almost seems like that's the only out that they have once everything else fails.
Which is a terrible argument.
My child is being raised in a home that has beer in the refrigerator.
Yeah, well, it's a terrible argument anyway, because kids are in higher danger because of the war on drugs, because of what Mark said earlier, because some crazed crackhead could be breaking into your home in the middle of the night, putting your child in danger of, you know, being held at knife point or something in order to get some money for their next crack habit. And on top of that, you talk about meth labs. There's all kinds of stories about meth labs catching on fire, blowing up, and, you know, burning a house down that has children in it. Meth would be able to be manufactured under controlled quality conditions in a manufacturing facility, like beer is manufactured today. I wish we had more time, Raphael, but feel free to call us another night. Appreciate hearing from you. And if you were on the line, you didn't get in tonight, don't worry. We do this thing 7 nights a week live, 7 to 10 Eastern. And you can join us online if we're not on your local radio station yet over at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis hit in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinnertime conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.